episode 801, Looking Forward When Going Backwards.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are having an extraordinary start to a spectacular week. Yes, looking forward when going backwards. It is inspiration day, and I don't know about you. Spring is here. I'm feeling a little bit energized, a little bit over, like, whoop, out of the box. But you know what? There are days, too, that I feel like, ugh. And today we're talking about looking forward when going backwards. You are going to love it because I've got a story to share with you. You're going to be laughing with me, maybe more like laughing at me, but we'll get to that in a minute. First, we have to give a huge welcome to our brand new family members. I am so delighted of your presence. Welcome to Create Your Now. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Ever had the feeling of looking forward when going backwards? Have you watched that America's Funniest Home video? It's been around for years, and my husband adores it. Okay, he doesn't adore it, but he gets tickled pink all the time. I mean, he'll be rolling on the floor. Then my boys join in. It's the one where the driver sits there and pokes at the sleeping passenger and says, "Ah, look out, look what's going to happen." And they wake up, and what is it? It's a semi-truck that's towing another semi-truck, and it looks like they're coming right at them. Well, have you ever had those days? Well, today I climbed in my car, ready to take the children to school, and I was looking forward, ready to drive out of my garage. I had backed into earlier in the previous day. Notice what I said there. Because, however, this morning, though, I placed my car in gear to realize I was looking forward when going backwards. My gear was in reverse. I was literally doing what I just said. I was looking forward, but I was going backwards. And that is exactly what can happen to us in real life. We are looking forward when going backwards. Our actions speak louder than our words. We think in our mind that, oh, I'm doing all these great things moving forward. But in reality, yeah, we're just taking steps backwards. We're not getting any traction. So where are you in your life actions today? Are you challenging yourself by taking aim, the steps necessary to get you closer to your dreams and your goals? What are those dreams and goals that you want to get to? Are you really looking forward and taking those steps to get there? Or is your mind playing tricks on you? And you think you're taking the action you need to, but when in actuality, you're just in reverse, like I was this morning. Because, you know, it's no fun when you're looking forward when going backwards and your focus is on where you fit in, your comfort zone, your habits. My son boldly stated this morning, somewhat with delight, "Habit?" And that was it. Of course, they knew I was safe because immediately, thank goodness, my car did not become part of the kitchen. I'm glad I wasn't in so much of a hurry to get out of the garage because I would have been going the wrong direction. In life, we do the same thing. We find our way to be habitual. As habitual creatures, we just like to slumber in our habits. It's easy. And as my son said, habit, I said, and that's for another episode. And here we are today. Too many times we want change, something different. But for some reason we hesitate, we're afraid. It's too easy to give in to the fears of the unknowns. Where do you sit today? Are you going the direction you are called to drive? No matter the challenges, the learning curves, the hopes, and even the defeats, looking forward when going backwards. Are you taking aim in the right direction? Action ignites motivation, but it ignites even better when you're going the right direction. Have you ever seen the people who are turning left around the world, but they eventually go right? It doesn't work. We are mislabeling what we need in our own lives by the actions that we are taking. Are you being mindful of what you are doing? Or are you just floating through your days on autopilot? Now, we got to have those days of autopilot. I get that. We can't be gung-ho 365 all the time. It doesn't work that way. We got to have a little bit of reprieve, right? We got to have some restoration, rejuvenation, and that's okay. But what's happening to the other 350 days of the year? What do those look like for you? Are you just floating still on autopilot? Therefore, 2 or 3 years passed and you're looking back going, what have I accomplished? Where's life gone? The kids have grown up so much. You're not mindful of anything. You're just going through the motion, looking forward when going backwards. That's when we miss out in life and we become just a spectator. It's March Madness right now. We've got teams vying for the special positions, right? They want to be in the final four. You don't want to be in the final four. You want to be in the top two. Maybe even the top 1% of what you want to accomplish in your dreams and in your goals. There's no time to waste. Get in the game today. Double and triple check which gear you're in. You don't want to do like I did. You don't want to get in and all of a sudden you're just having conversations. You put yourself in whatever you used to doing all the time. And little did you know that you're going the wrong direction. Don't do that. Get in the game. Double and triple check. Become a participant. Be a fighter. Be an overcomer. You're an impactor. So what are you waiting for? Today, it's about moving forward. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.